Workforce Opportunities and Residency Cayman Work arrests four people for immigration offenses. Radio Cayman's Felicia Rankin-Solins reports.
The arrest happened Wednesday, November 23rd at West Bay Road Public Beach during an enforcement operation conducted by the Compliance Unit of Workforce Opportunities and Residency Cayman, the Department of Commerce and Investment, and the Royal Cayman Islands Police Service. Three of those detained were arrested for working without work permits, and one was handed over to Customs and Border Control for overstaying. The search was based on information received by the Department of Tourism and other government agencies regarding potentially illegal practices at the location. Following the arrests, corresponding investigations are active, with lines of inquiry and questioning of suspects ongoing. Work Deputy Director of Compliance Mervyn Manderson states, "We continue to advise the public of our intentions to continue with these types of collaborative operations to address illegal working breaches or other Immigration Transition Act infractions. Work remains committed to protecting Caymanians by bringing offenders to justice. I invite the public to continue to submit information about such illegal activities to our work complaints email address on the work website. I encourage employers and employees to take warning from these incidents and do the right thing, get themselves regularized and in compliance with the Immigration Transition Act." For Radio Cayman News, I'm Felicia Rankin-Solins.
Breaches of the Immigration Transaction Act may be reported anonymously by visiting work.ky. Reports may also be made by email to workcomplaints@gov.ky. Police are investigating an attempted robbery which happened just after 9 p.m. on Friday. Police officers who were on control in the Prospect area were spotted by a member of the public at a restaurant located in the area. The officers were informed that two masked men had approached the restaurant, brandishing handguns while a third man stood at the entrance. According to police officials, the men made threats to the staff of the restaurant and demanded money. However, the men then saw police patrolling the area and left the location on foot in an unknown direction. They were not able to complete the robbery. No injuries were reported as a result of the incident. While the matter is under investigation, police are encouraging anyone with information to call the Georgetown Police Station at 949-4222. Anonymous tips can also be provided directly to the RCIPS confidential tip line at 949-7777 or the rcips.ky website. Over a two-day period, seven migrants arrived in Cayman Brac, that according to the Cayman Islands Customs and Border Control Service, CBC. On Thursday, November 24th, four male migrants arrived at approximately 6:30 a.m. and on Saturday, November 26th, at around 8:30 p.m., another three male migrants arrived in the Spot Bay area. CBC says all are being processed in accordance with established CBC protocols. Meanwhile, on Saturday afternoon, the Cayman Islands Coast Guard got a call from a motor tanker 170 nautical miles west-northwest of Grand Cayman, notifying that they came upon a small craft. CBC was informed that 11 migrants, 9 males and 2 females were taken on board, and the Cayman Islands Coast Guard in turn notified Customs and Border Control, CBC, and the Mass Migration Committee. In keeping with international maritime laws and related obligations, and while in full coordination and cooperation with the Cayman Islands Coast Guard and the CBC, the migrants were transferred from the tanker and transported to the port in Georgetown. All 11 migrants are now in CBC's custody, where they are being processed in accordance with established protocols. Cayman hosts this year's Asset Recovery Interagency Network for the Caribbean AGM. In his welcome remarks to the regional grouping, the Honorable Kenneth Bryan told delegates regional collaboration is, quote, vital to the Caribbean for identifying, tracing, and seizing of proceeds of crime.
I sincerely commend and appreciate all that you do to keep the proceeds of crime away from my beautiful shores called the Cayman Islands and all the rest of the Caribbean.
The goal for the Asset Recovery Interagency Network for the Caribbean AGM is to increase the effectiveness of members' efforts to deprive criminals of their illicit profits on a multi-agency basis by establishing itself as a center of professionals network in tackling the proceeds of crime. Meanwhile, Cayman Islands delegates are joining participants from eight other UK overseas territories to participate in a three-day forum for the Fifth Overseas Territories Forum on Good Governance and Oversight of Public Finances. UK and overseas territories parliamentarians, parliamentary officials, external and internal auditors for the first time since the COVID-19 pandemic, are participating in a number of in-person sessions covering the themes of partnerships for good governance, effective scrutiny, and public engagement and leadership. The Overseas Territories Forum comes at a time of increasing interest around the state of the global economy, energy and climate security, as well as effective audit functions and engagement with the public. The forum takes place in the UK Parliament through December 1st. In other local news, even more upgrades are slated for the Health Services Authority as they look to modernize their facilities. Details from Radio Cayman's Paula Cal.
The Health Services Authority is looking for contractors to implement a new multi-platform interior and exterior signage and wayfinding system at the Cayman Islands Hospital campus. They're also looking for firms to submit proposals for a renovation construction interior fit-out of the previous physiotherapy unit to accommodate a new ambulatory care and cardiac neuro inpatient unit, along with a separate RFP for the ground floor suite at the Smith Road Center to accommodate a new radiology suite and blood donation clinic. Finally, they're asking prospective bidders to submit bids for mechanical, electrical, plumbing, and fire design and cost estimator consultants services. The four tenders are posted on government's Bonfire Hub site. For Radio Cayman News, I'm Paul Akal.
Ahead of the Cayman Islands Air Show, the Commandant of the Cayman Islands Coast Guard, acting in accordance with the authority granted to him under Section 8.2 of the Cayman Islands Coast Guard Act 2021, and with knowledge and approval of His Excellency the Governor Martin Roper, will be establishing a temporary maritime restriction zone. Commandant of the Cayman Islands Coast Guard, Robert Scotland.
There will be a temporary maritime restricted zone imposed between 9 a.m. and 2:30 p.m. on both December the 2nd and 3rd. During this time, no unauthorized vessels of any type or description will be permitted to be within the restricted zone. This temporary restricted zone will be between the shoreline of Heritage Club condos and the Governor's residence, extending outward into the ocean half a mile. For ease of reference, these points can be identified on the attached map as points north A and B and south A and B, and are approximately 1.2 miles apart.
As you heard here on Radio Cayman, the Cayman Islands Air Show, previously scheduled to take place during the Queen's Platinum Jubilee weekend, will now take place December 3rd and 4th in Grand Cayman and Cayman Brac. A collaboration between the Cayman Islands Airports Authority, CIAA, the Civil Aviation Authority, and the Department of Tourism, the December Air Show celebrates the 70th anniversary of the first commercial plane landing at Owen Roberts International Airport on Grand Cayman. For more on the air show, check out www.caymanairshow.com. And we'll leave you with this one. Pirates Fest 2022 has officially wrapped. Radio Cayman caught up with Ministry of Culture organizer Ventisha Connolly. Here's Carsley Fuller.
So how do you feel the BRAC leg of Pirates Fest went?
So I believe that the BRAC event went off very well. We had a great 2 days of activities for the family. The Heritage Day on Friday was well attended and was very exciting. We also had the Gimme Story crew there, which brought another element to our Heritage Day. And then Saturday, we again brought a new element to the Cayman BRAC Pirates Fest with the Family Fun Evening. It was really an evening where the kids could let their hair down and bounce on the bouncing castles and get a little hyper with the cotton candy and the snow cone and be around their friends in a different setting. And people could just, you know, sit and enjoy the fellowship together. We had some great food vendors and, great music in the background. And then we capped the night with a spectacular fireworks show. So overall, I think Cayman BRAC's Pirate Fest weekend has gone great.
Overall, what was the experience like for the whole 4 weeks? And were there any highlights for you?
So overall, I think Pirates Fest went great. There's no really one experience that I could pick out of the so many that would say, you know, stands out in my mind, being that this is my first year but taking the helm of Pirates Fest. Everything was new and exciting and spectacular to me. But we take what we've learned this year, and we're looking forward to building on the success of this year for 2023, and that planning starts actually tomorrow. So we look forward to getting information out to the public so that they know ahead of time what's happening, and bringing back our visitors who love Pirates Week and Pirates Fest and want to be here to celebrate with us.
Since this was your first time organizing Pirates Fest, were there like any learning curves or things that you're going to want to do different next year?
There were a lot of learning curves. However, I got in touch with a few older heads who have been around Pirates Week and Pirates Fest for a great deal of time, and took advice from them and tried some things on my own that I've learned from. So I do say, yeah, that there was a steep learning curve, but it wasn't a hill that I couldn't climb and overcome. But there are a few things that will be done differently next year in comparison to how they went off this year.
That's Radio K-Man's Carsley Fuller with Ministry of Culture organizer Ventisha Connolly. That is your latest local news from Radio K-Man's newsroom. I'm Shanda Gallego.